It's the Odium and Dow review, isn't it?
Thank you to the texter who just texted in and said, "You're awesome." That's what we're talking about. That's why I prefer it. So much nicer to get that nice.
Does it count when you have to ask for it, though?
Yes, it still counts.
Nah, actually, good point, Pearl.
No, not a good point, Pearl. I will appreciate any positive text. Look, we had a... Remember 2 weeks ago, Rob, when we had people who were just like, you know, talking about how...
The nicest text.
Maybe you're not trying hard enough, Chris.
To be honest, maybe it's just...
Maybe you're trying too hard.
Exactly.
Because you know you're... Who's listening?
Maybe the show. Maybe the show's not a good show. Yeah, maybe...
Hey, it's all right, mate.
Okay. Right, okay.
All right, sorry. Emmerdale.
What's happening in Emmerdale, Rob?
Right, okay. I'll do a real quickie and then a real longie, right? Chaz Dingle got the results back from the DNA people. Do you remember?
Yeah.
To find out
from
whether...
From the leg hair.
Actually, leg hair and a toothbrush.
Okay.
Because Paddy is completely bald. She got the results back, and they looked at it, and she said to, like, Marlon, I can't look at this. Like, the only person that can look at this, I've got to stop looking at you, Pearl, because just...
Do I look funny with headphones on? Have my hair weird?
Anyway, Marlon said, look, you know, he's got to open it. So eventually she said to Paddy, look, I shouldn't have done it, but I've done it. Ego's a bit nuts. You know, I didn't want you to do that. Gets hold of the letter, throws it in the bin. Goes to walk out, comes back, picks it up, undoes it, looks at it and goes, tuh, puts it in his pocket and walks out. Eventually, cut a long story short, Beowulf is his father.
Well, I mean, like, this has been a long-running storyline, hasn't it? It's been a long...
And it keeps going. It's going to keep going, but, like... Really quickly, he said, look, you know, he wasn't my dad. He wasn't there when I got the mumps or I fell off my bike and cut my knee. But then I thought, your doctor was there for that. That was my first thought. But you know what I mean? He said, it's not really my dad. He's not really my dad.
All right.
I don't want nothing to do with him. So that's that. It's an ongoing story. Right. Now, this is a cautionary tale of what you shouldn't do if you're hungover.
Okay. I'm listening. Right.
Moira Dingle, who's married to Kane, owns a farm.
Yeah. Right?
And she's got her son, Maddie, and her nephew, Pete, like, run it. She's had to go out to Scotland to look after her nan because she's Scottish. So the night before a big hay delivery, the boys go up the wall pack and they get on the beers and they get completely hammered, right?
Yeah, right.
So next morning, they're late for work, they turn up. Kane's been working on the tractor. And he's got, you know, like, it's like a big, like, bin thing that picks stuff up. I'm really used to it.
So that's on the back of a tractor.
So that's lying there on the things that lift it up, and there's a few other things.
Yeah.
And, like, he says to Maddie, like, you're late, we've had a big hay delivery. Like, just leave the tractor, it's not working, I'll sort it out later. And because he's so hungover, he wasn't listening, and he thought, oh, all that's wrong with this is the bin's not on it. So he fix it up.
Yeah.
He puts it on there. In the meantime, Rona, who's the vet, whose boyfriend is Pete, who works at the farm as well, she's up there to check some cows out. She's in this big barn with all the hobos on to see the cows. She gets there's no cows. In the meantime, Maddie's put the bin on and thought, right, this is working now. So Pete turns up. He's, like, still pissed from the night before, hungover, drinking coffee. And Rona phones him up, and he's on the phone, and he goes, oh, the cows aren't there. I'll sort it out. I'll sort it out for you in a minute. So he knows she's there. So he gets in the tractor. Maddie goes, oh, Kane's fixed it. It's all good. Fills it up with hay, drives towards the barn, goes to put the brakes on, nothing.
No. I see where this is going.
So you see that inside of the barn, the tractor smashes into it, hay all over and all this other stuff. Rona's laying crumpled up.
No!
Claret coming out of her side.
No!
So,
Pete. What do you say is coming out of her side? Claret. Carrot.
Carrot.
Claret.
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 Carrot.
Claret.
What's carrot?
Claret.
What is that?
Red wine, like red.
Like, I'm sorry. She's laying
on the floor with blood coming out.
Oh, say it in English, Rob. For God's sake, you're English.
Pete's jumped out of the tractor and he's a bit pissed and he's looked at it and goes, Kane, what has he done? What has he done? He didn't fix the car. He didn't fix it and all that and all that. He goes, there's nothing we can do. Let's go and have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So he's wandered off to go and have a cup of tea. And this is the cautionary tale. Don't do stuff when you're hungover, right? So he's sitting there.
I've got to work hungover all the time.
Halfway, yeah, but you're not driving tractors.
Yeah, it's true.
You might not get books.
A book hit someone on the head. So anyway, he's halfway through drinking a cup of tea and he goes, oh, my God. Rona was in the barn.
Oh my God.
So they've gone running in there and they find out she's in hospital. It's all good.
Oh,
it's all good. But the cautionary tale is don't drive a tractor if you're hungover.
Word. Look, Pearl, when you're working in the bookstore, do you ever get a concern that someone's going to end up with a carrot in their side?
Claret.
Sorry, what?
C-L-A-R-E-T.
Sometimes I do because we have a paper press that we use to actually press books when they're, because secondhand books, so they get a bit old, get a bit manx. Sometimes we press them down with an old-fashioned paper press. And sometimes kids start to fuck with it. And I think they're going to, like, smash one of their fingers. Because it was really heavy. It's almost like sitting on a photocopier at a Christmas office.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what happens if I stick my head in there.
Well, yeah, because you get kids twisting it. And I think, anyway, so you know what? I do actually have some health and safety concerns at a bookstore.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there you go. You guys.
So Emmerdale covers so many things, you know what I mean?
See, it relates to everyone.
Do you want me to cover our... look, I'm going to say I sycophantically asked for apologetic texts or people saying nice things, but I've got to say we had a flood of them.
Okay.
And it's nice to hear from you all, considering that, you know, all we were getting before was hate mail, essentially. And
I don't mind that.
Chris is a little crybaby tonight, eh?
I am a crybaby. I don't like it. But, you know.
I told you before, some geezer over 3 weeks must have spent $20 telling me what a dick I was. And I love it. Thank you so much.
Look, I've got to say, if you're doing a job and all you're getting is people sending you messages saying that you sound like shit and that you're a bit of a dick,
Boris Johnson.
It doesn't feel so correct.
You could never be a politician.
No, I agree. I would never be a politician.
They're like saying something in Parliament, you'd be like, you know what? I actually think that's really
so should we just
unfair.
Like end the Emmerdale review on a positive note with people saying, you guys are the bomb. That was one text. Thank you so much. You guys make me laugh.
Oh
something,
God.
Something.
I laugh till I stop.
You guys are a bag of diddles, which is very
is that
funny.
Good or?
Very true.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
What is that? That sounds horrible.
And someone said, just forget about the haters. You know, just forget about them.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. Don't let it get to you, bro.
No, you have to add them because they're listening and they listen every week. So what does that say about you?
You know what? Maybe they've got a right over the show. Maybe they should be the ones who are selecting the... No, they don't.
Thank you. And that's Emmerdale.
That's Emmerdale. Thank you so much for the Emmerdale roundup, Rob. And
Actually, I've got to be honest, it was a good week on Emmerdale this week.
It sounds like there wasn't too much...
I laughed, I cried.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like as hectic as it sometimes
can
be.
Oh, there's some stuff going on that I won't talk about.
All right,
so it's got a bit of the old acid burn to the face.
No, worse than that.
Okay, well, let's not talk about that.
Don't talk about it, so
not
come on, guys.
So bad.
I'm really looking forward to it.